This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are big supporters of Lifeline WA. You can be too by checking out the Synergy Christmas Lights Trail. Find out more at lightstrail.com.au.
Finer Details Concierge and Organiser Services are Perth's longest running personal concierge business. And Sarah Hall is the co-founder of this, and she joins us today to talk about top tips for a stress-free Christmas shopping experience. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Pete.
Stress-free Christmas. It certainly starts with the Christmas shopping. What are the most important rules to stop it from being too stressy?
Well, the first thing is to have a list. We always need a list.
Check it twice.
Yeah. So maybe get the recipes, know exactly what you want to buy, and check your pantry first.
Okay.
So are you talking about like not necessarily buying gifts, but more maybe what you're going to be doing for Christmas Day? Are you talking about food or, yeah?
Yeah, for food, definitely check your pantry, check your fridge. For gifts, have a look to see what you've squirreled away. Most people do, and then they forget until after Christmas, and then they go, darn it.
Well, I know with Italians, there's a specific kind of cake. It's called a panettone.
Mm.
Right? And now
at the restore.
Now, the thing is, with Italians, they're quite good at passing the panettone on. So I think the same panettone has been going around our family for the past 15 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you actually eat it?
Nah, well, you eat a few of them, but yeah, more often than not, you get the odd one that's been sitting in the back of somebody's cupboard
Check
somewhere.
Your use-by dates on your panettone, folks. Check them.
Do you know, I was looking at some statistics and read this article that 300,000 people last year admitted to re-gifting a gift.
Really? Well, just make sure you don't give it to the person who gave it to you.
Yeah.
It's fraught with fraughtness, that one.
See, it depends on the gift, though. I mean, if it's a pretty good gift, I don't mind. Like, I'm all right. Like, if it's an iPod and they haven't used it, sure, not a problem.
That would be great.
Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be retail-style gifts, does it?
No, I think people are more turning towards ethical, homemade experiences, that kind of thing. So homemade gifts, experiences, spending time with loved ones. And I love the idea of doing kind of like an IOU. So
you've
got an elderly relative, you know, you can do their gardening or their shopping or something that's going to mean something to them rather than a physical gift.
Yeah. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
I have.
That's pretty good.
And we're doing them for clients as well. So there you go.
Yeah, tell us about Finer Details. I mean, this is basically you get us organised.
So you
do people shopping for them?
Yep, we do personal gifts and corporate gifts. So we have a few businesses that have got us to get their Kris Kringles.
Yep.
And that's really nice because...
Oh, you would be really good at answering the question, what do I get the gift for someone who has everything?
Mm. Yes, well, that's where an experience comes in.
Well, we did read a study last week that said Australians in general are looking more towards spending their money on experiences rather than stuff. So we're talking concert tickets or maybe a voucher to a cooking class or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's really lovely. And because we are also declutterers, we do like to see that homes are not cluttered up.
Mm.
Yes, there's many an unwanted gifts lurking at the back of cupboards.
Totally.
Yeah, right, okay. All right, well, get stuck into the back of your cupboard. Get stuck into it nice and early. Make a list. And as you said, check it twice, Lee.
Check it twice. And if you can't be bothered doing all of that, then get hold of Finer Details Concierge and they will do it for you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth.
Get the update on what to download. It's 10 the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
If only we had a camera to watch what we just did there.
I know. It was very Batman meets Get Smart.
Yeah. It really was.
Something beautiful. 60s Batman, of course.
Of course. The only Batman I know.
With the shark repellent and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Down the Internet here with the last time for the year.
For the year. Yes. Talking, you know, I thought I'd look at a few apps related around Christmas or Christmas things. And the first one I found actually came to me via a press release, which is always handy because it saves me searching for it. An Australian bloke who's a dad, like you and me, Pete, has created an app called the Hug App.
Aww.
And what had happened is that this bloke runs his own business. I think he's a single parent from memory. And he got a call at work, about to go into a big meeting to close a deal. And he got a call that his child needed to be picked up from wherever she was. Mm. And he had to cancel the meeting and he lost the deal.
Oh.
So he turned that negative. He went home that night and created this app called the Hug App. And it was great for parents who do either, I mean, obviously single or with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
There's always times when your child needs to be picked up and you can't get there and stuff. This thing creates a little, like a platform within your phone with a trusted network of family, I guess, and friends who you can ask to go and pick up the child if there is a problem.
Oh.
So it's almost like a notice board, you know, Mila needs to be picked up at 8 o'clock, I can't get there, and then grandma comes in and goes, oh, I can do it. Mm-hmm. So it saves all those multiple phone calls. It's just a little hub for organising.
By which point his meeting would have been over anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, it's a great, and he's, you know, turned it into a success story of this great app that helps parents sort
the
their kids
app.
Out. The Hug app.
The Hug app.
Yeah. God. So, you know, the other app, Jib Jab.
Oh, Jib Two Jab.
Words.
Mm.
Jib Jab. Jib
Love Jib Jab.
And Jib Jab, for people who don't know, is when you can, and it's used to be a website, so it was actually a lot harder to do, but what it does, it lets you create virtual Christmas cards with your faces on elves and dancing elves
you
and stuff.
You elf yourself.
But now it's an app. It's a lot easier to do because you take the photo on your phone and then it immediately crops it beautifully. Whereas the old days, you had to really almost
you had to take it to Dan.
You had to take it to me in Photoshop. That's right. So I went to the liberty of creating a virtual dance of Pete being a reindeer, which is just, you know, beautiful.
Oh, I love it.
See that?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Get a load of that.
Now, what I don't like about this
app does hula hoops better than I do.
What I don't like about this app is that they've gotten very smart in charging money for the really fun ones, which is why that's only a Dancing Pete Reindeer, because that was free. And I'm too tight to go and pay $5 for a card.
It's nice to know you care so much.
But, you know, I think these guys deserve to make some money.
Well, they do, because they're very funny. And people, you know, for anyone, I mean, I haven't sent a Christmas card in 35 years, so, you know, I'm out. But there's a lot of people who do love to send Christmas cards. This is a nice little fun way of doing that. So I think it's really good for anyone to go and check out. I've chucked the link up at your homepage at mix.com.au.
Jib Jab.
Jib Jab.
Well, mate, it's been a wonderful year.
It really has. Thanks, guys. We've got another great year with you guys, and I wish everyone out there a very merry and happy Christmas and New Year's.
Happy.
Boom. That's why they pay the big bucks.
Let's repeat, Mix 94.5. Tom Cochran at Mix 94.5. It's Lisa and Pete here. We're made in Perth for the Synergy Christmas Lights Trail. Life is a highway. Get on it.
Appropriate song.
Very appropriate.
For what we're about to talk about.
Yes, because it's no good having a highway if your car's been stolen.
No, it's depressing. So, in fact, we want you to call now. We've got a bit of a theory to test.
Yeah.
With some research that's just come out. And we'd like you to call if you've had your car stolen. Not like it doesn't have to be currently just stolen.
Just
but
at any
just
point.
At any point during your life. 1333 53.
Is that it?
That's pretty much it. And then that's a short phrase or any way we can drag that out. If your car's been stolen any time during your driving history, please call now.
This is probably where I could tell a story about my car having been stolen.
Okay, tell us your story.
I've never had my car stolen.
Oh, that was a quick story.
Sorry. What's yours that, Kat the producer? Yellow.
Oh,
writing.
No, we do have a wonderful prize.
We've got a caller of the day prize,
Caller of the day prize.
$200 to spend at Retrovision.
Yes, that's what he said. Would you like to finish it?
Sure. Yes. There's 75 grand in prizes during Retrovision's 24 days of Christmas giveaways. Shop and enter today. All right, 1333 53. Help us test a theory, Perv.
Can test a theory.
Call
us. Have you ever had your car stolen?
If you've ever had your car stolen.
Pete hasn't.
I haven't. Have you?
No, I've had a couple of stereos stolen out of them, but never the car.
Yeah. We're after cars.
Okay.
We've asked you to call if you have had your car stolen.
Because we're going to do a little survey.
That's right.
To test the theory.
This theory.
Yeah. Monash University's Accident Research Centre theory.
All right. Let's go through these.
It's research.
It's research theory. All right. So we've got Alex and Kelmscott.
Let's just explain what the theory is
first. Alex, can you hold?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, the Monash University's Accident Research Centre has done some research, obviously, to see when it comes to stealing cars, if there is a colour that is preferred. And it turns out there is. And it's green.
Green?
Green is the most commonly stolen colour car. Green is followed by black, red and white. And then I guess the others, you know, colours like silver and yellow and blue and so on, just not as many are stolen. But green.
Green, of all.
I'm surprised because you don't even see that many green cars.
Because they're all being
stolen. Or and why green?
I don't know. Maybe green's the Nickelback of, like, car theft. You know, like your thieving mates, you don't like to admit that you like green, but, you know, really deep down, you really like green. I don't know.
All right. right, so now comes the part where we are going to test the research, and I'm going to do a little tally. We've got 10 calls, so we'll see what the most commonly, you know, the most common colour to have been stolen.
Alex, okay, so what is the colour of the car that you had stolen?
Mine was red and silver.
Red.
Hang on a second.
You've thrown it out already.
What do you mean red and silver?
So the top half was painted red and the bottom half was painted silver.
Okay, right. we'll go with majority painted?
I'd say red.
Okay, let's go with red.
Okay,
all right. Leanne in Winthrop, what colour was the car?
Green.
Oh!
All right.
And
a silver.
Gosh, everyone's got two-tone cars.
Okay, so.
No, we got two cars.
Oh, okay, one green, one silver.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Karen in Midland, tell us about what colour car got stolen.
Mine was a little blue car.
A blue one, okay.
Light blue.
Light blue. Like, are we talking like a sky blue here, like a powder blue?
It's all going under the blue.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, a teal.
Janet in Hammersley, what's the colour of the car?
Mine was a bronzy brown.
A bronzy brown. I'm just going to write on my list brown.
I think they call that.
I forgot.
I think they call that sunset.
Brown. Okay. Brown. All right.
Carrie in the vines.
Yeah, I had two stolen on the same day, a red one and a silver one.
A red one and a silver one. That's two for red and two for silver, and at this stage, one for green.
Natalie and Joondalup.
Ours, we've had two stolen. They were both white.
One of
them did have a green trailer on the back, though.
Oh, okay. I'm putting one on the green. It might have been, the car might have just been superfluous as that trailer they wanted.
Okay, right. Casey in Midland.
Yep.
What colour was your car that was stolen?
Black.
Black.
Oh, black. Okay, thank you, Casey.
All right.
Marie in Mount Pleasant.
Blue.
Okay. Shannon in Baldivers.
It was white.
It was white.
And Susan in Cottesloe, your husband's car was stolen twice.
Yes, it's green, stolen twice.
Ooh,
which
means
a year apart, probably.
You are not going to believe this.
What is it? Okay, talk to me. What have we got?
Have a look at Metalli.
Okay, so at the top we have.
Should we start from the bottom?
Oh, let's start from
the bottom. We've had one stolen brown car, one black, two blues, two silvers, two reds, three whites, and four green.
Oh!
I can't believe it. I don't know why we're celebrating the
day. No, but well done, everybody.
The fortune of losing your green car. But thank you for taking part in this research with us. And
really
that
appreciate it.
Has been fascinating.
Absolutely. So Monash University's Accident Research Centre was correct, except for the black, red and white bit and every other colour. But the green was
the beigey brown.
Amazing.
Wow.
Oh, science.
Wow, science,
how good
right?
is science? Would have expected a lot more from Midland. But science, what? No, it's good. Hey, just quickly.
Yes.
There's some tips here to reduce your chance of vehicle theft.
Oh, okay.
Parking your garage or carport, not on the road.
Well, that's sort of a given, isn't it?
Sensor lights in your driveway.
Yeah, there's nothing like being lit up as you're creeping down to make it go away.
Yep.
If you must park on the roads, park in well-lit areas.
Always lock your vehicle.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's
even if you're only living for a couple of minutes, still lock it. Remove any items of value from sight and use your car alarm if you have one.
And this is probably the most important one. Make sure your vehicle's insured.
Just in case.
Yeah, it's as simple as that.
All right.
Especially if it's green. Now that we know. Yeah, you get
out. Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete. Made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are big supporters of Lifeline WA. You can be too by checking out the Synergy Christmas Lights Trail. Find out more at lightstrail.com.au.